Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This morning on the third hour of Today, sore subject, one major airline sparking controversy by giving passengers the option to weigh in when they check in, why they're doing it, and the reaction flying in from around the world. Plus, it's our summer edition of Asked and Answered. We're taking your questions from beating the heat to hiking, everything to protect ourselves this season. Then we've got music superstar Kelly Rowland live in studio talking about her new breakthrough, a singing competition with a twist. And the hosts of American Ninja Warrior are live. Oh, yeah. They're going to give us a peek at all the excitement from season 15. All that today, Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
And a good Wednesday morning.
What day is it?
Hump day.
Mike. What day is it?
I woke up today to that. There was a group chat that I got involved in in the morning, which
That's
is
right.
It starts at 3:30 a.m.
And I started to put a gif there. What day is it?
Hump day.
Craig, Mr. Roker. And look who's in. Our friend Jill Martin Brooks is with us.
Dylan's off.
Chanel's off. So Jill's sticking around. And anytime you're around, we like to smile.
Oh, good segue.
Do you know what today is?
What's today besides
something? It's National Smile Day.
There you go.
Yes.
Nice.
So smile.
That's
a
right.
lot Make, today.
Makes everybody feel better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You walk into a room.
Yeah.
You put a smile on your face. Everyone else smiles.
And you instantly feel better. We got a lot to talk about this half. Mm-hmm. Not half hour. Full hour.
That's right.
We're going to start with
Are you going somewhere?
Hell no. I'm
going to
be here for the full hour. Full hour. So this is a story a lot of folks are talking about this morning. As Chanel would say, a lot of folks are buzzing about
That's right.
Air New Zealand offering a new option to its international passengers. They're giving you the opportunity to step on the scale and weigh yourself before a flight.
How nice of them.
Yes. NBC's Sam Brock is here live now. He's down in Florida to explain how it works and why they're doing this. Right, Sam?
Okay, yeah, Craig, good morning. Look, for those who are not smiling hearing this news, but frowning, I would suggest that you go beyond the headlines, because the reality, Craig, here is that this is a program that is voluntary. It's anonymous. Your weight is never actually connected with you. And for New Zealand, it's nothing new. They've been doing it for years, guys. Their version of the FAA says we already weigh food and cargo and crew members. Why would we not calculate the average weight of a typical passenger? And largely the response has been supportive so far, particularly in New Zealand.
For millions of passengers taking to the skies every day, weighing luggage has become about as routine as selecting your seat, picking out a snack, or choosing an in-flight movie. But soon, Air New Zealand passengers on international flights will also have the option to hop on the scale themselves before heading to their gate. The airline announcing a new voluntary anonymous survey that's designed to calculate the average weight of passengers over the next month. The goal, they say, is safety.
It's a regulatory requirement for us to know the weight of everything that goes on the aircraft, and there's a good reason for that.
Industry experts say knowing how much everything weighs on board, including fuel, baggage, passengers, and more, helps planes to fly more efficiently while remaining balanced. According to Air New Zealand, the scales in the airport will not display any passenger's weight, and all of the data will be fed directly into a computer and recorded anonymously along with thousands of other passengers. But despite all of that reassurance, some Americans on social media and beyond saying, no scale, no way.
I think that's a violation of privacy.
When I go to the doctor, I don't even look at the scales.
When it comes to commercial aviation safety, I want to err on the side of exact measurement, not a guesstimate.
Still, New Zealand says its program has nothing to do with discrimination and everything to do with the science of calculating how many passengers a plane can safely carry.
It's critically important for the safety of flight that you know how much the airplane weighs. It's particularly certificated to perform in a given way at a given weight.
Some experts say the methods and data collected by Air New Zealand could offer wide-ranging benefits around the world.
I think you may see some other airlines utilize this at some point in the future.
And guys, we can't emphasize this enough. It is not a program that is profiling based on your weight. And again, it is voluntary. You do not need to do it. So many people that are going to ask the question, what is the likelihood that a model like this from New Zealand would be adopted in the United States? The FAA gives broad discretion to domestic airlines to figure out for themselves how they want to comply with weight and balance requirements. But we do know, according to aviation experts, they often go to the medical industry to get that sort of information. But New Zealand specifically is getting all this data now that globally other airlines could be using when they make their own calculations, guys.
All right. That's really interesting, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
I don't see a problem with it. I think it's a lot more efficient way for airlines to fly, for safety, for how much fuel they're going to use.
I think it's horrifying just from the fact of to go get weighed is something that so many people dread.
Right.
And then to go and to have, I would say, if you're going to do it, and I know I believe in the honor system, when you log on to book your flight, put in your weight, or approximately your weight.
People are going to lie.
As opposed to going and then standing
but you don't
there.
See the weight. You don't see it. You just stand on it, and boom, it goes in. It's a data point.
Yeah, well, it's voluntary. I think that we would get more efficiency the other way. And you made a good point. What about weighing carry-ons?
Okay. We probably should. But you make a good point. I mean, we weigh bags. You're weighing your checked luggage.
Yep.
Why wouldn't we weigh carry-ons?
And by the way, a lot of smaller airlines, especially ones that fly, like, to say, to Nantucket, things like that, they do weigh passengers. And they sometimes rearrange passengers for takeoff and landing.
That happened a couple years ago.
And a couple of people, sometimes people get pulled off.
I was on some puddle jumper, and they did the whole weigh thing, and they were moving people around on the plane. And I'm thinking, if they have to move people around on the plane, maybe we need to leave somebody on the ground.
Right. I feel like my plane should have like 100 pounds extra that it could carry. But
speaking of being up in the air, millions of us in the United States are under air quality alerts. Reason? Wildfires up in Canada, from central Canada all the way to the northeast, including parts of Nova Scotia. All that smoky air is drifting down, haze alerts. Well, let's show you on the maps. We've got high ozone levels from Chicago down to Dallas. We've got unhealthy air quality in the Northeast. So if you've got respiratory problems, you might want to spend more time indoors in air conditioning and filtered air, because it's going to be a tough one for the next at least 24 hours.
Wow. Do you wear masks outside?
Well, you know, you can. In fact, it's funny. When you and I were in Korea, South Korea for the Olympics, their weather reports would include mask days. You know, when the particulate matter, there would be a 1, 2, or 3 mask day for people. So, something else to think about.
So here's another story that a lot of folks are talking about. This writer for Yahoo Life said that her daughter is asking for a, quote, free summer. My son sometimes will do this. Mm-hmm. Wants a free summer. That means no camps, no commitments, no schedules. This particular mom, she spoke to a psychologist who said that having unstructured playtime can help kids relax, decompress, tap into their creativity as well. And there's, of course, the added benefit that camps, for a lot of folks, can be quite expensive.
Sure.
On the flip side, though, the article points out that some kids do better with structure and more social time. So if the kids stay at home, will they be on their screens too much instead of actually playing? What do you think? Free summer or camp?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask about the kids.
Well, you know, listen, we've done a hybrid, you know, like where they went to camp for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and then the other time was free. And I think, listen, growing up, we couldn't afford camp, you know, and that was just, camp was the street. You know, get out there. The famous mantra, I don't want to see you until the streetlights come on, you know. But you looked forward to that for the summer, first week of school, no school, and the summer stretching out in front of you.
But isn't there a boundary, like a mixture? You have young kids.
Yeah.
I mean, to just let them be.
We're going to do a hybrid this summer. It's a little camp, and they're going to have some free time where they don't do anything. Plus, it saves a few bucks.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know. I do think that we live in an era where more often than not, we overschedule for our children.
Yep.
There's too much structure.
Right.
And the kids will tell you. They'll say, I just want to relax.
Like anything, boundaries. I think everyone loves boundaries.
Sure.
Okay. Well, now we talked about free time. Let's talk about free food. Ooh. We wanted to show you a video of a hungry customer who chowed down on some free cupcakes right near you in Connecticut. Take a look at this. a black bear wandered into the garage of a bakery called Taste by Spellbound. Workers were loading up cupcakes and cakes for delivery when this guy showed up. So let's see what happens. In all, the bear destroyed about 60 cupcakes.
Hey now.
But the store's owner, Miriam, told us he really seemed to enjoy the coconut cake.
Okay.
She said the bear even came back a few days later with some friends. At that time, the door was closed. That part's right. Right. No employees were hurt. And the bakery even had some fun with it, making these bear cupcakes. I think we have a photo of them. Well, I mean, that's hysterical.
Elizabeth Banks has a new movie now. Instead of cocaine bears, cupcake bear.
Cupcake bear.
Cupcake bear. There you go. All right.
Bear went and told his friends, guys, you won't believe these cupcakes.
Hey, boo-boo, you got to check this out.
Let's go.
All right, well, coming up, we are going to bear down and answer your summer question. Just pause for a moment.
Somebody laughed.
The best ways to handle the heat and why you might want to take those earbuds out when you go hiking. Then later, we got Craig sitting down with a Super Bowl winner who's now the champion of a new cause, making sure all of us have access to mental health. Third hour of today, we'll be right back.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma.
Yay!
Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back. We've got a summer edition of our series, Ask and Answer. Now, before you run out for some fun in the sun, we've got NBC News contributor Dr. Natalie Azar here to answer our burning questions to help keep us all safe. Dr. Azar, good to see you.
Hey,
Dr.
Natalie. Hi, Craig.
Jill. All right. So they all run down there. All right. So we got these for our first question comes from a viewer of ours. This is Lauren in Georgia. And this is something we're going to hear about more as we get into the warm weather. Georgia.
Every summer, my kids and I always seem to get heat rash. What is the best course of treatment and how do we prevent the heat rash to begin with?
So Natalie, before we, what is heat rash?
Well, heat rash, it's also called prickly heat. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Right. So it's when you get these little tiny raised bumps on the background of kind of irritated skin. It's a very, very normal thing that can happen. We do have tips for treatment and prevention. So think of it this way in terms of preventing heat rash. Heat is in the name. So you want to do things that are going to keep you cool. So what does that mean? We're talking about staying in an air conditioned, cool environment, drinking plenty of water, wear, you know, loose layers, not excess amounts of clothing. You want to avoid too much physical exertion and take cool showers or baths. And it follows that the treatment tips are very similar too. Sometimes the rash can be itchy, so you can use antihistamines either topically or take them by mouth. You can also take a cool bath or shower. You also want to avoid excess sweating and humid air. You can use oatmeal and you can do this yourself. You can make a paste or you can put it in a bathtub and soak. And then, of course, you want to see your doctor if you think it might be coming infected, if you're scratching, especially little ones, draining, redness, increased pain.
So use that overnight oats and just get right back in there.
I've got
a twofer.
Right back in there.
This next question comes from Emily right here in New York City.
Hi, Dr. Azar. I love working out, but now that it's getting hotter every day, I was wondering what are some ways to make sure we are staying properly hydrated?
Such an important question, right? Right, Emily? So I think the biggest thing to remember is that if you start to drink when you're thirsty, it's too late. I remember taking a hot yoga class, the yoga teacher saying, you need to hydrate before you get here, right? So the way to do this is you wake up in the morning. And by the way, this is if you're doing a lot of outdoor activities, right? As soon as you get up in the morning, you want to start drinking water. Again, if you wait until you're thirsty, it could be a little bit too late. You want to drink roughly about 8 ounces every 15 to 20 minutes. But this is important. You don't want to go over 48 ounces in an hour. That's about a quart and a half, because too much of water can also not be such a good thing. You want to avoid alcohol. But a lot of people have a misconception that caffeine is dehydrating. It's not. If you're drinking a coffee, you're drinking a soda, that also gives you water. And then have you heard of the urine color
test? Oh, yeah.
Test, right?
I'm big fans of that.
You know, I have not. A well-hydrated body will make a very light clear or very light yellow pee.
Yeah.
But if it's dark orange, dark yellow, that could be a sign of dehydration. That's a quick and dirty litmus test.
Okay.
All right. This next one is from our very own researcher. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Dr. Azar. So with summer around the corner, I'm looking forward to getting outside more, going on some hikes. But what should I keep in mind to keep myself safe from ticks?
All right.
This is a whole thing, right? It's a big tick season.
It absolutely is a big tick season. Remember that ticks love tall, grassy areas. So if you're walking on a trail, make sure you're walking in the center of it. Always use EPA registered repellent. Perform daily tick checks on yourself and on your loved ones, because they can hide out in sneaky places. You want to know how to remove a tick quickly, correctly, and you want to prevent your ticks on pets. Right? You want to talk to their vets and make sure they wear their collars and everything, because they can bring it inside also.
All right.
Really quickly, excited about the coffee.
Really quickly.
The Air Buds.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Mentioned that
so
earlier.
If you go out and take a walk in the forest, do you think it's your sight or do you think it's your sense of sound or hearing that brings you closer to nature and your environment?
Well, because I read the note, I know it's...
Well, of course. It's like, it's almost like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's the Air Bud thing. It's hearing. So when you are out in nature, I know we'd like to listen to a podcast or you're listening to music, but you're missing out on connecting with the environment.
Yeah.
Researchers did this study where they found that individuals who were listening to their environment versus just looking at their environment felt closer to their environment.
I love that.
And had,
love it.
Did too.
I love that.
It's like a lovely pearl
and
tip
I could
for
drink
the day.
Coffee while I'm walking with
there you go.
You, without worrying.
Dr. Azar, thanks so much.
Coming up, Wellness Wednesday. We're going to introduce you to the former football player tackling a problem that impacts millions of people, how he got started on a mental health mission. And then later, look who's here.
Woohoo!
Hey now. The only Kelly Rowland here live to share her new project. It's a fresh spin on a singing competition. You've never heard of anything like this. Third hour of today, right back after this. Ooh, she's counting down.
Yeah.
So on this Wellness Wednesday, we wanted to shine a light on a Super Bowl champion who is creating a legacy that's far beyond sports now. After retiring from the NFL, Ryan Mundy struggled with depression and anxiety, and he sought help. But when he couldn't find the resources that he needed, he tightened that chin strap and went to work.
I accomplished my dream in my hometown and won a Super Bowl there. Right. And I've made money and I have insurance and I have all these things at my disposal and I'm still not okay.
Ryan Mundy, an 8-year NFL veteran, knows a little something about playing with heart. What he did not know was how to deal with all that was happening inside his head. How did you get into football?
I started playing football at the age of 7.
After making All-American at his Pittsburgh high school, Ryan played 4 seasons at the University of Michigan, then 1 season at West Virginia before the NFL came calling in 2008.
It's quite rare for someone to get drafted by their hometown team.
It was quite surreal. I used to go to Three River Stadium and take donations for my Pop Warner football team. And I would see the players pulling up in their fancy cars. I was like, one day that's gonna be me.
Ryan became a Super Bowl champion with the Steelers in 2009, going on to play 6 more seasons in the game, including 1 with the New York Giants and 2 as a Chicago Bear.
Being a professional athlete, we all know the discipline that it takes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the physical aspect of it as well. There's also a mental aspect.
Yep.
What kind of toll did playing take on that part of Ryan Lundy?
I developed a really high tolerance for pain and being in uncomfortable situations. And that's great, but then you have to acknowledge, hey, like, I'm not okay, or I'm not feeling like myself. And in that sport, hypermasculinity, sometimes that's a difficult conversation to have.
I've heard that oftentimes NFL players face a bit of an identity crisis when they decide to hang up the cleats. What was your experience?
Very much the same, but the NFL offers these executive education programs that I was taking advantage of. I even got an MBA at the University of Miami, Florida, all while I was an active athlete. I was dealing with anxiety, I was dealing with depression, I was dealing with identity issues, and smiling on the outside, but struggling on the inside. And also during this time, my family was going through a list of chronic conditions. And so I reflected back on like my exposure in the venture capital space, where a lot of money flows to solve big problems. And I didn't see any money flowing to solve my problem or the problem that my family was going through.
In October 2020, Ryan launched Alchemy, a mental health platform designed to meet the needs of the Black community. Why is there such a glaring void in the mental health care space for the Black community?
Finding culturally intelligent care, folks who can understand your experience, really challenging proposition. Less than 4% of psychologists are Black, less than 2% of psychiatrists are Black. But then also mental health and wellness support is very expensive.
Alchemy aims to even out the playing field of mental health practices, offering content from meditations to courses on relationships and more from clinical experts that look like him. I think we have gotten to a point where we talk about the need for therapy. And the reality is, a lot of people who need to do that, they don't have insurance, or they don't have a job, first of all, where they can leave for an hour in the middle of the day, or they can afford it on a regular basis.
Therapy is a luxury.
How do you fix that?
We think about innovative approaches like, okay, well, what are we calling therapy? Things can be therapeutic that aren't necessarily therapy.
Changing deep-rooted ideas about mental health may be harder than playing pro football, but Ryan is hopeful. You've got two kids. I've got two kids. One of the things that I always worry about is they seem fine on the outside, but I don't know what's going on in here. How do you make sure that your kids are mentally healthy?
Yeah, talking to them. They didn't have an opportunity to see me as an active NFL athlete. But now, again, they have a front row seat to what it looks like to be a Black entrepreneur in America, right? And so, like, particularly, I got to walk the walk. And so, like, I meditate with my kids. I talk openly about my kids. We make sure that they have the things that they need for them to be the best and highest version of themselves.
Yeah, Ryan Lundy, he's going to do a lot of good. The app is cool. You should check out the app if you can. Mm-hmm. But his larger mission, raising awareness, encouraging conversations.
Get rid of the stigma.
Yes, because you see an NFL player and you think, oh, he's
a superhero.
Yep. Right, right.
But so they say when a lot of athletes retire, a lot of the athletes feel that they don't hear the rush, they're clapping, really incredible story.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really powerful. All right, and coming up next, speaking of power, a global superstar is in Studio 1A.
Hey,
Kelly Rowland is here to share her new project that's unlike any other singing composition out there. Right. Then later, Kelly likes to travel, right? Summer travel essentials, including the skinny luggage you'll be carrying on about all year. Matt Starr, we'll be right back.
We are so excited. This morning, we are catching up with a multi-talented megastar, Kelly Rowland, Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, New York Times best-selling author. That's a lot of titles.
That's right. Of course, we all know she burst onto the scene nearly 3 decades ago. Is that possible? As a founding member of Destiny's Child, going on to sell 40 million records as a solo artist.
And now Kelly mentors the next generation in a new Audible original called Breakthrough. It's the first ever singing competition developed and launched exclusively as a podcast. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. It's
Kelly,
so good to see
y'all.
Y'all look fantastic this morning.
As do you. So this is such a cool concept.
Yes,
because
it is.
It's done over Zoom, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't see anybody, you can just hear them, and that's how the competition goes.
Yes, well, we basically filmed it over Zoom. It, of course, we can't see the contestants. The contestants cannot see us. It's like a whole, well, they can see us, but it's a whole situation. And myself and Sarah were literally like each week with these contestants, like going through different, of course, challenges. You have the same kind of setup with competition shows, but we cannot see them. So you can't, you don't know what their body language looks like. We're literally taking our senses of hearing them and just going through this whole process, but it's absolutely amazing. And it's a more mentoring approach to everything. It's not as like us, you know, judging them as much as it is mentoring.
Yeah. So you and Sarah Bareilles are the co-judges.
Yes.
And so when you are going through this process and you're just hearing that voice, does it give you a greater appreciation of what it takes to create that? Because we all, it's so much about the package, you know, the look and all this, and then the makeup and the dress. And whereas this is just their voice.
You're right. It's just about the talent. And I think that's what makes it even more of an interesting dynamic, because you're just listening for their voices. We're listening for emotion, and we're listening for goosebumps. We're, I think that that's what the listener can actually look forward to, you know, is the process, the listening process, being a part of this journey with them and hearing their growth, hearing how they've just like blossomed, you know, each challenge that we give them.
What a fantastic concept.
It is. It's a great
I've never heard of anything like this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking all genres.
All genres. Singers, songwriters, you can be literally in that building next door and you're filming with us and we're having this wonderful, you know, moment with you where you are basically blossoming into the artist that you really are, truly want to be.
And it breaks it down to core talent, because that's what you're really looking for. And speaking of talent, we talked about Destiny's Child three decades. I can't believe we're aging ourselves.
I can't believe it. You think you...
I know. Well, I grew up with it. So you're doing everything. You have every title. Michelle's doing everything.
Yes.
And now I hear you're going to see Beyonce on her tour.
I will be out there. I have a show actually coming up in London I'm super stoked about in 3 days. In three days,
So, and how was it seeing, did you check out Blue Ivy when she was at
to
see,
like, I'm so proud of her. She
was strange?
Absolutely awesome. No, it wasn't strange at all. At all.
So, you've got two young ones at home, Titan and Noah. Would there be a point where, I know they've seen you sing, but a point where you might think about them joining you on stage?
If they want to, it's no pressure. You know what I mean? You know, you have some kids that just like want to do that. And you have some kids that are like, Titan is more focused on saving the oceans right now. And I will follow him into that journey and help him do it as best I can and surround him with the right people to help him do that as best I can. Whatever they're destined to be, that's what I want to help them become.
Destined to be.
And no pun intended.
Right, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
And your two-year-old wakes up singing, you said.
Yes, and my two-year-old wakes up. That's how I know he's like, that's how I wake
up. Hey, Kelly, before we go really quickly, we lost Tina Turner last week, and I was listening all weekend to the SiriusXM channel. What did she mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. What it takes to truly be an extraordinary performer. We will never have another Tina Turner on this. I don't like when people compare, period, but, like, just put her in this special box all on her own, because no one compares to her. And I love her and I thank her. I know I perform her songs all the time. And she's truly missed. I just really thank her for her gift that she just graced us with.
Well, thank you so much for being
you.
Here. And
thank
Breakthrough
you.
Will be available beginning tomorrow on Audible or wherever you get your podcast.
Great concept.
Good seeing
thank you.
Very cool.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, when we come back, we got some summer travel essentials for our next trip, including a travel pillow that more than meets the eye. And then later, Matt Akbar and Zuri are here.
Hey,
how are we talking? Host of America, Ninja Warrior Live, filling us in on season 15 and that infamous wall getting even bigger. Is that even possible? Third hour today, I'll be right back.
Season 15.
Wow.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own,
so this is why they call it Devil's River,
trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
This morning on our series, Cool for Summer, we're going to prep for that summer getaway with some travel essentials. Patrice J. Williams is an affordable lifestyle expert and the author of Looking Fly on a Dime. Good morning.
Oh, welcome.
Thank
you. Looking fly on a dime. I like that.
All right. Well, we like these suitcases because they can turn on a dime and they collapse.
That's the selling point about them.
Not like
and
that.
And you just dropped it.
Like that.
Normally, they will not drop.
No, they won't.
But they're collapsible. You can see how thin it is. It actually, the one on the left, it folds to 2 inches flat.
Wow, that's clever. Right.
Isn't that genius?
Oh, so, I see what you mean.
You see, yeah, the one on the left folds 2 inches flat. You can fit an entire weekend of stuff in here, a long weekend. This is great if you know that you're going to shop a lot. You can fit this inside a suitcase and then bring it back. See how thin it
Look
is?
At that.
Also great for storage.
Great for storage if you live in a small apartment like me. Great for storage, slide it on your bed, in a closet, anywhere.
And you've got this convertible cup holder for running through the airport.
We do. We have a convertible cup holder. I feel like I need to convert y'all to why this is amazing. This is one of those TikTok made me buy it products. So it's a cup holder. Obviously, you put your cups in here.
Right.
But it slides over the trolley sleeve of your suitcase. So instead of juggling, now you get it.
Okay, now
I convince you now?
Yep.
Now you understand.
I said it was a crossbody.
Well, you can also use it.
It's multifunctional.
No, it slides, and then you
I actually read the note.
It slides over your trolley sleeve, but it
does have a strap. And look, there's a little zipper back here.
That's a triumph.
That's
a,
exactly. Put your ID in there, boarding pass, super functional.
That makes sense.
Packing cubes.
You know.
Your new favorite.
I discovered the packing cube a few weeks ago.
You discovered packing cubes. You're new to the world.
Transformation.
I'm going to blow your mind again. Compression packing cubes.
Ooh.
You're like, what's the difference? They actually compress your clothes.
How do it know?
So you roll them.
How do it know?
So you roll them up, and right here you can see that there is a second zipper.
I see.
So you want to fold your clothes about two-thirds of the way through.
Oh, Patrice, that's hot.
Isn't that great? I blew your mind again.
Yeah, and it really
it's like a double packing cube.
Because if you roll it, your clothes will not wrinkle.
Exactly. So it really folds things nice and flat. They come in a ton of different colors, patterns, everything. Keep it organized.
As Greg says, if it's free, it's for me.
If it's free, it's free.
It's for me.
Sometimes it's a deal, sometimes it's a steal.
This is a deal.
Sometimes it's free.
So a little neck pillow.
This is a pillow, essentially. So it's basically an empty shell. This is the tube.
Right.
And so you stuff clothes in here. I know Sigil is demonstrating here. It has zippers on both ends, and you literally just want to stuff your clothes into there. Lightweight items, so your workout gear. See, Jill is demonstrating.
No, this is what
Preferably
it is.
Clean clothing.
Well, yes, let's do clean clothes. Okay. That's a good thing.
You know what? This is really, we're talking about weighing on the airplanes.
There you go.
You put your dirty laundry in here. You get new things.
Oh, and yum.
You
don't do that.
Yeah,
put clean clothes in there.
That's like an anti-potpourri.
I wouldn't do the dirty clothes in there, but your clean clothes, you can fit several days worth of clothes in there.
I'm really into
things.
This is a big deal.
You understand. So this is Sidecar. This is their duo set here. If you love traveling with hats, or you know you're going to buy a hat in your destination, this clasp onto your bag, your belt, clip it on, and it secures your hat. So, and especially for today's show viewers, Sidecar is running a special until August 10th. You get these half off, so it's just $62.
Nice.
Yes. That's half off?
$62? Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's
But you get two of them.
It's amazing. Well, you get one. It's the clasp and the clip.
But if you buy two, it's like half off. Buy one, get one half off.
Now, this is great. I love that everything is so slim. This is
everything is nice and slim and sleek. We like that. So this is Qi. We know the hair care brand, but they also have a steamer as well. So after you've stuffed all of your clothes into a pillow and into your compression bags, you can just steam everything. Ironing can feel kind of cumbersome. So this, nice and easy, it's sleek, and it comes with a carrying case as well.
That's great. These are great tips.
Thank you.
I feel fly from those tips.
You are fly.
Hey, if you'd like more information on these items, check out today.com/shop.
Look at that. Right? Oh, sorry. Up next, American Ninja Warrior, back for season 15. This time, though, they've got some big changes in store. The guys are here. Zuri's here. We're going to talk to them right after this.
I like when you get distracted.
I mean,
I know.
We are kicking things up a notch this morning with the crew from American Ninja Warrior. It's our hit show known for challenging courses and heartfelt backstories.
It returns next week for its 15th season.
That's
and the
right.
Ninjas are going head-to-head for a spot in the finals.
Joining us this morning, the hosts of that show, Matt Eisman, Akbar Bijamila, and Zuri Hall.
Tell Zuri what you said when you came up.
Oh, it was cold-blooded, Craig.
I was like, 15 seasons? Wow. I didn't start watching until Zuri came on.
Thank you. I mean, these guys are pretty cool, but I'll take the compliment.
Craig, that's messed up, man.
It's a whole new show.
Greg, I knew I liked
We love Zuri. We love Zuri.
Pride of Toledo.
Yes, exactly.
So 15 years, but this time, one of the things I've always enjoyed about the show is you guys mix it up. You keep it fresh.
Yes.
This season, no different. We've made some changes. What are they?
Big changes. Bigger. The warped wall is now 18 and a half feet. The mega wall for $10,000. And you can hear right there, we were talking about 15-year-olds, which we've had last season. But the biggest change, which you saw there, was for the first time we're having head-to-head, side-by-side racing. The semifinals are all going to be these head-to-head races. You get a glimpse of it here. The action is unbelievable. We have these 15-year-olds who are handling the pressure. It's insane finishes. We get exhausted just watching.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me just say this. Look, I've had front row seats to the Kentucky Derby, to obviously playing in the NFL, and the NBA, baseball. This simulates what a lot of Americans are used to when they're seeing the side-by-side competition. And when you see that this year, I think it literally takes Ninja Warrior to the next level. It is going to be big time, prime time, showtime, all time, good time.
You just got hit with the buzzer.
And guess what? You can't even watch it on FaceTime. You got to watch it on NBC. I'm telling you, this is going to be so big. I put that on my mama. You're going to love it.
Whoa, I was just going to ask you your catchphrase for this season.
I mean, you have so many, but how would you sum up this season?
I just told you. Big time, prime time, showtime, all time, good time.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
In that order.
So, Zuri, you get to know these folks on a personal level.
Yeah.
How have they inspired you? Who, for example, this season so far?
One who really stands out for me is Sandy Zimmerman. She is 46 years old. She's a mother of three. She is the oldest woman and the first mother to ever hit a qualifying buzzer, so to finish the course.
Wow.
And she can do more in like 15 seconds than I've done in 15 years when it comes to her athleticism. And she's such a rock star. You know, she was a physical education teacher for many years. She has realized through coming on Ninja that her true calling is public speaking. So she wants to reach moms, particularly in a world where we're talking about ageism. I mean, you know, never being too old or past your prime for anything. I think she really represents that well. So I love Sandy. Daniel Gill, another one, the Kingdom Ninja.
Great hair.
Great hair.
You and I know about that.
Yeah, we know all about that, right?
Those curls blow in the wind like nobody's business.
Yeah. He's got good flow.
He's back after two seasons and he's great.
Matt, you've been on the show since 2010, I believe.
Yes.
It's arguably the most successful show, one of the most successful shows on the network right now. What is it about American Ninja Warrior, you think, that's resonated with so many people for so long? What is it about the show?
It's the hosts, for sure. honestly, to me, Craig, and Akbar and I talk about this a lot when we're up in the host tower, and it's what gets us motivated, is you're getting to watch people do things that even they didn't know if they could do it or not. And to me, you think back to your moment. You know, you have moments in life that can define who you are and what you can accomplish. And every time we're on the set, every time we're watching these athletes go, you see someone having one of those moments. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a kid, and it's not always hitting a buzzer. Sometimes it's just showing up.
Yeah.
It's combating anxiety, or it's saying, I'm fighting for my health. And it's so inspiring to watch these people who give so much for one shot. And it's Eminem.
And that's what I was feeling too. I mean, it was that one moment, and they do rise. They rise to the occasion.
Moments of impact. Yeah. So how well do the three of you know each other, would you say?
Too well.
So I'm like 5 years into this thing.
Yeah. Okay. So a few rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Most likely to pull a prank.
That's me.
Every night.
Most likely to cheer the loudest for the Ninjas.
I think that may be a tie. I am on the sideline freaking out.
You want to have a competition right now?
Let's go. Okay, you got me.
All right.
Okay.
Security's running in right now.
Last one before I let you go. Most likely to have a birthday this week.
That would be Zuri.
2 days.
Happy Friday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I do want to give a quick shout out. My good friend Mackie's having surgery this morning. Mackie, I'm thinking about you. Be strong. Be a ninja warrior.
All right. I like that.
Be like Al Roker.
Well, in fact, I think you guys should do American Ninja Warrior Seniors.
We have them. Season 15.
Hi, how are you? I'm going. Ninja
Walker. I think Craig Melvin's eligible for the seniors.
8 o'clock, probably.
I'm
7 Central, only on NBC. God. And, of course, we stream it on Peacock as well.
Let's go.
I can see why you guys have lasted for 5
Let's go.
I see right Deborah down. Yelling at home. No.
Thanks for being here, Joe. Always great
having
you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, coming up tomorrow on the third hour, we're kicking off the month by unveiling our June Start Today walkthrough.
Ooh, woohoo. Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, America's Got Talent host Terry Crews.
We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Smile, everyone. That's
great
the
day.
Smile day.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.